I walked across the parking lot towards a white car that would have looked right at home in a 70s science fiction movie. As I approached the space car, its interior lights faded on. I reached out for the door handle, and as my fingers touched it, I heard a beep and then a click. I pulled on the handle and opened the door, then sat inside. A coworker leaving at the same time I was noticed this and said, "You don't lock your new car?" I answered back somewhat smugly, "Sure, I lock it. I just don't have to unlock it." He looked puzzled and then asked the inevitable question, "Just what kind of car is that, anyway?"
Another crappy podcast production.
Welcome to the Prius Cast, show number one, the unofficial Toyota Prius podcast. I told him this was a Toyota Prius hybrid. "Oh, one of those new electric cars," he offered, and this is how it almost always began. I volunteered to show him a bit about the car. "Hop in," I said, and he did. I put my foot on the brake pedal and reached up and pressed a large round button on the dashboard. The dash itself was empty where most cars would have dials and gauges. Instead, various electronic displays lit up farther up just under the windshield. A small computer screen in the center of the console turned on, and the car was silent. "No key?" he asked. "Well, sorta. I have a special keychain in my pocket, and as long as I have it with me, the car lets me open the doors and start the engine. It's really a cool keyless entry system. The car's on, by the way. We're running on electric right now." I reached over to a joystick to the right of the steering wheel. I moved it to the left and then to the R position and released it. It snapped back to its original position, and the car started to beep repeatedly as we backed out of the parking lot, completely silent. "There's no engine noise," he said. But moments later, the car made a gentle shudder as the gas engine turned itself on. "It starts up a few seconds after starting, but it turns off any time it can. It'll run when the batteries need to be charged or when the car needs more power than what the electric motor can provide," I explained. The computer screen in the center was still displaying a message. I reached over and touched a button on the screen that said, "I agree." I hit a button on my steering wheel, and a graphic showing a battery, gas engine, and wheels, stuff like that, lit up on the screen. "Watch what happens," I said. We drove through the parking lot and stopped at the intersection with the main road. A few moments later, the gas engine shut itself off. The feeling of the engine suddenly dying was one of the most unusual things to get used to with this car. I could tell by the look on my passenger's face that he too was used to this being a bad sign. I pointed to the computer display. "On the screen, you see lines connecting the gas engine to the wheels when the car is running on that engine. When the electric motor is being used, the lines will go from the battery to the electric motor to the wheels. See, any time we stop or move through slow traffic, or even wander through a long drive-through line, the gas engine can shut off, saving all that gas that would normally be wasted." He looked like he was understanding. "But the motor," he asked, "just burns more gas later to recharge the battery, so how does that actually help?" "Well, watch this," I said. We pulled onto the main road and drove to the next side street. I slowly applied the brakes. See on the screen? As I slow down, the arrows run from the wheels to the electric motor, and then to the battery. It's using the brakes to work the motor as a generator, so every time the car slows down, the batteries can get recharged. "Just like the commercial on TV," he said. Now I think he got it. This was a typical encounter I've had, and in this podcast I hope to share many similar experiences and explain the pros and cons of owning a Toyota Prius. If you already own a Prius, you probably won't find too much of interest here. But if you're thinking of getting one, I'll share as many of the things I've learned over the past few months with my new car. So stay subscribed, and you'll get shows as soon as I make them. Until then, this is Alan, and this is the unofficial Toyota Prius podcast. Thanks for listening.
Another crappy podcast production.